Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Acts chapter 8, where the followers of Jesus begin to preach the good news outside of Jerusalem. Philip goes to Samaria and preaches to the people there. Peter and John also arrive in Samaria, and the Samaritans receive the Holy Spirit when Peter and John place their hands on them. Simon, a magician, offers Peter and John money in order to obtain that same power that Peter and John possessed, and he's rebuked by Peter. And God's guiding word, as we continue in this week, is discipleship. So let's begin reading Acts chapter 8, beginning at verse 4. The believers who were scattered went everywhere, preaching the message. Philip went to the principal city in Samaria and preached the Messiah to the people there. The crowds paid close attention to what Philip said, as they listened to him and saw the miracles that he performed. Evil spirits came out of many people with a loud cry, and many paralyzed and lame people were healed. So there was great joy in that city. A man named Simon lived there, who for some time had astounded the Samaritans with his magic. He claimed that he was someone great, and everyone in the city, from all classes of society, paid close attention to him. He is that power of God known as the Great Power, they said. They paid this attention to him because for such a long time he had astonished them with his magic. But when they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself also believed, and after being baptized, he stayed close to Philip and was astounded when he saw the great wonders and miracles that were being performed. The apostles in Jerusalem heard of the people of Samaria had received the word of God, and so they sent Peter and John to them. When they arrived, they prayed for the believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit had not yet come down on any of them, and they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Simon saw that the Spirit had been given to the believers when the apostles placed their hands on them, so he offered money to Peter and John and said, "Give me this power too, so that anyone I place my hands on will receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter answered him, "May you and your money go to hell for thinking that you can buy God's gift with money. You have no part or share in our work because your heart is not right in God's sight. Repent then of this evil plan of yours and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you for thinking of such a thing as this. For I see that you are full of bitter envy and are a prisoner of sin." Simon said to Peter and John, "Please pray to the Lord for me so that none of these things you spoke of will happen to me." And after they had given their testimony and proclaimed the Lord's message, Peter and John went back to Jerusalem. On their way, they preached the good news in many villages of Samaria. And today's key verse is Acts chapter 8, verse 12, where it's written, when they believed Philip's message about the good news of the kingdom of God and about Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. You know, beloved, sometimes in churches we think we have to have a plan and we have to have, you know, a budget for that plan and we have to have everything all, you know, taken care of and rental property set aside, all these things so that we can reach out and tell people about Jesus. Well, the disciples did none of that. They simply went to wherever the Spirit of God led them and started to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and miracles happened every day. I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for a good old-fashioned miracle. I want to see God's power revealed in this world. I want to see God's people just going out, sharing the word wherever they are, and watching God's Spirit step in and start seeing these people saved. Amen? Not something that you can buy with money, not anything that you can plan for, but God is just waiting for his people to step out in faith and to be his witnesses like Jesus commanded that we should be. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Keep my heart and mind open to your daily blessings and help me to be guided by your Spirit each day so that all I do and say brings glory and honor to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our day together to an end. Join me tomorrow. We're going to be over in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, where Philip baptizes an Ethiopian official. Oh, this is getting good. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow then. Until then, may God's richest blessings be yours.